This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, August 20th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The drug war in Mexico rages on, and the United States seems ill-prepared to face the reality of the situation as the war's costs spill over into the U.S. Ted Galen Carpenter, Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says it's well past time for a national debate on American drug prohibition.
Well, the Mexican drug war is turning from bad to worse. The number of fatalities is now over 28,000 since Felipe Calderon took office as president. Clearly, public opinion in Mexico is turning against his confrontational tactics. And there are increasing calls for a different approach, including a rather notable blog post by former President Vicente Fox, a member of President Calderon's own National Action Party, calling for an end to the prohibitionist strategy, drug legalization, and effectively defunding the cartels. And this has really ignited a major debate in Mexico.
Now, this is just the headline from a piece from the Washington Post from Saturday. The U.S. is turning away from Mexico's failing drug war. There is no possible way, it seems, for Mexico to get a good handle on its drug problem without the U.S.
It's absolutely essential for the United States to make major changes in its own drug policy, because the U.S. remains the primary market. It's not the only one by any means, but it is the primary market for drugs coming from Mexico. As long as the United States pursues a prohibitionist policy, the huge black market premium for illegal drugs will pour billions of dollars each year into the coffers of the Mexican drug cartels. We have to change this policy, or we may see the cartels become so violent and so powerful that they could destabilize the Mexican state. We face the danger. It is still a relatively remote one, but it's one that can't be dismissed, that we could have a failed state on our southern border.
And part of that, explain that, because part of that has to be that Mexico could do whatever it wants to with its own drug policies, but that doesn't do anything to limit or mitigate the turf wars over this profitable enterprise in another country.
This is a point that President Fox made and President Calderon himself has made, that Mexico can reform its drug laws, and to some extent it has. For instance, it has legalized the simple possession of small quantities of virtually every drug. But that's not the major issue. The huge demand is in the United States. The huge profit potential exists because of the global prohibitionist policy led by the United States. If Washington changed its policy, we could expect most other nations to follow suit rather quickly. That would basically reduce the profit for drug trafficking organizations by something in the area of 90%. We would effectively defund the cartels, and that would give them far less power than they currently have in Mexico.
What has been the response from President Obama? Obviously, he has to play a key role here. Congress has to play a key role. So far, it seems like President Obama and his attorney general have been worried more about guns, the gun issue related to drug violence, than the underlying problem.
The gun issue is the great red herring on both sides of the Rio Grande. The Mexican government has said that the main reason for the level of violence in Mexico is the unrestricted flow of assault rifles and other dangerous weapons from the United States into Mexico. The Obama administration has signed on to that theory. That is simply a scapegoat for what is actually happening in Mexico and for the reasons that it's happening. President Obama acts as though he wishes this whole problem would just go away. I think he is afraid to tackle it, that it's a political hot potato, And he hopes that somehow the violence in Mexico will die down so that that doesn't become an issue either in the midterm congressional elections or, from his standpoint, even more important, in the 2012 presidential election. But it's not going to go away. The level of violence is getting worse. The level of viciousness is getting worse. And it's no longer confined to the major border cities in Mexico. It is spread to Mexico's chief industrial city, Monterrey. It is spreading to some of the resort communities like Acapulco and Cancun. So this is a problem that is going to get worse, not better, and the administration cannot just walk along whistling, hoping that somehow things will work out. That is not an effective strategy.
What would be an effective strategy? In the near term, what could the United States do that would begin the process of turning this around?
Vicente Fox called for a full national debate on drug legalization in Mexico. That shouldn't just happen in Mexico. It is time for that kind of debate right here in the United States, and we need to have it now, not kick the can down the road for a number of years yet.
Ted Galen Carpenter is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.